on Daf Lamed Gimel, let us learn the Taisvis, Bafkina Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, then we'll go further, then we'll come back to the Taisvis we had skipped on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Bafkina Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, Gemara Des Takashe, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds, Bitloi, Eini Mevutel, so how can they do such a thing? There was a bittul. So Shimon Gamliel said, "Call them a kaddish, a daita rabbanu a kaddish." Bafkina rabbanu kedushim inay. If someone was mavato, the shlichus haget shalei bifnei ashliach, they were mafkia the kedushin. Hiksha Rav Shmuel im kain yechape al basa choisei. Say bezoi. So he has a very good way how to cover up, how to be matzo his niece. From Misev, she was Mizane. We had a whole sugya in the second perek. They were Mesaken Azman, Beget. And one of the timeim is, Al-Shami Yechap Al-Basach. You say, maybe he'll be married to a niece, which he has a Gavaltika Ave. Besides the Ave of Ishus, there's an Ave of Kurve. And if she'll be Mizane Tachtov, so he would go and write a get without Azman. And he'd give her the get, and then she'll tine that she was nizgarish before she was mezane, and he'll be mechape, and he'll be matzel her from misa. So because of this chash, Chazal were mesaken asman. But Rabbeinu Shmuel gefragt, we have with his man and with everything, he can be mechape al basa choysoi. Poshe teitze. Kshiyavo yu eidem shezintz, eidem will come that she was mezane, Yishlach lo get. He'll send a get with a shliach. V'yevatel shaloi b'fnei a shliach. Then he'll be mevatel the get. U'poki kedushin. It comes out she never was an eishas ish. V'nimtso she pnuya. So she's a pnuya. So v'mechapa ba'as ha'choysoi. Amoyre di kezach. So this takone of avkin rabban l'kedushin minei brings about an afsharus of chipui. V'aymeli d'loi kosher. The kasha doesn't begin. Dein lochush ol kshemechapa leo shalai kedit. That means, if he'll write a get without his ma, and she'll come and taine, really she wasn't his garish when she was mezane. And she'll come and taine, that with this get without his man, she'll come and taine, that she wasn't his garish before this news, and you can't prove a keld. So that's called achipu shalai kedit. She's really chai of Mrs. Besden. And he has a tool how to be matzal her from a chiyuv of Mrs. Besden. Shalai kedin. Avol hoche kedin mechape. But over here is mechape kedin. Min ha-teir ha-ptur herself. A kelt, if he made that she's ois ha-shasi, so it comes out that she never was mezan al tzei shashi, so she's not chayiv misha, she never was married to him. So what's the shlech? So a kelt. Nothing wrong with that. So Mela, that's not called his machapa basa chayse. Minadin, he's allowed to do this. Va'oid hiksha rabbeinu Shmuel, another kash. The heichem mechayvinan lo'ilam misa eishes isha zinsa. How can we be machayev an eishes isha zinsa misa vasra sofiki v'shema yishlach laget v'yivat lenu? That means, we'll be masra before this news, we tell you, no, if you're going to be mezani, you can get killed. She'll say, hey, what are you talking? My husband will go and send me a get, and be mevatalit. So that's raw sofi. So maybe he won't, but maybe he will. So that's raw sofi, kaveri. So my mailer, so I feel he didn't send a get, but the mice, it's raw sofi. So how can we ever kill a nation's ish? Hashem, I usually will get vivatlenu. Oyd yechaylim mamzerim litoyer. Akert, I'm married to Gezach. She'll be mezana tachtov, and she'll have a child a mamzer. And we have a chetimtza of yechaylim mamzerim litoyer. So, vayme Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam goes to fa'em for each kashe bazunda. Dechi aigavne lehavi asra sofik. Number one, this isn't called asra sofik. Gozlinin bosa rube. V'roiv ein megarshim nishesayim. Rav men don't, are not megarish their wife. Ksheshoilchim get, and those who do send the get, ain mevatla. So it says to me to say him like a rubet a rubet. That's a miyute de miyute that she'll be able to be nitzel from misa. That there'll be such a thing, he'll send a get, and it'll be mevatla shleibif ne'ashliach. That's not called asrosophic. If it's a miyute de miyute chance that she won't get killed, that's not called asrosophic. Va'oi dukminin acheskosa, she achshav nesu'e. Another mahalach, forget about rube de rube. Chazoke tells us, mishtalam chazoke, mistame, remain an ashes ish. Now I saw the yellow sashach is mo'ire, but mo'ire, how does chazoke apply over here? All the time chazoke is, there was the Kohen went into the house, he saw the neger was a gris. He goes out, shuts the door, he's metame. So Chazal said, wait a minute, I can be metame. Maybe the gris changed. Maybe it's no more gris. No. It was a gris 5 minutes ago, it's a gris today. That's it in Chazoke. So fact that Yalos HaShachar, that's very good. If the Shaila is, did it change from what it was 5 minutes ago? Ishtala Chazoke didn't change. Here the Shaila is that if he gives a get and he's mavatul the get, shalei b'fnei ashliach, so it comes out, she never was an Eishes Ish. Not pshat is that she's an Eishes Ish that became Ois Eishes Ish. It comes out she never was an Eishes Ish. So l'chayre, this doesn't fall into the category of chazoke. That's what he asks. L'chayre b'achsmi, one could say that the gather of chazoke is one should not be chayish for changes. That is the gather of chazoke. Changes could occur, but one should never be chayish for changes. So memela, what's the chilek if the change will be that it was a gris 5 minutes ago and then now I'm claiming maybe it became pochas mikagris? Or if the change is that now she's an eishasish and something will occur, she'll become eishasish. But that's also a change. It's also a change. And the gather of chazoke is don't. We don't have to be chayish that changes will occur. We can rightfully assume that things will remain status quo. About kapodmus, that's a second mahalach in Taisus. So Taisus says, first of all, it's chubed derubed. And number two, this is a chazoke that tells us that the stomach changes will not occur. And mamele, so that's not called asrosophic. Taisus says, I bring you a guy, a dim like him. Nozir shayeshoy se yayin in metamala mesem, am I like it? So every nozir that shoy se yayin in metamala mesem, why do you give him malkis? Dima mule al tish tal tish tachay va kolachas va achas. Vasro sofik yishem va yishal al nizir usoy. Maybe he'll be shayil al the nizir is. So how can you give him? The Mishri says like a kolachas va achas. Why like it? Vasro sofik. How can you be masrim? So Zaray yishtal al chazoke. But I assume that things will remain the way they are till now. You will not be oiker than the ziris, and memele, so it's not called a schosophic. The Masha asks Akasha, in this case, you'll assume that things will remain the way he is. I'm echte ketogis, the guy Meshuggane. He's gonna get Malkis, he's zichi gonna go Mishael and the Naziris. That means if he drank wine, it told him Altishta, and he was Shaysa. So now he's chayiv 10 times Malkis. That's a very painful affair to say it mildly. He's zichi gonna go to Achochem and Mishael. He's mescharat he ever made in Naziris. And, like this, So Mamela, so why is it called? There'll never be Malkus. So Yishtalan Chazoke, you can't put Lomdus, this is practical. Practically, he's Zichin gonna go to Achachem, or Zichin be Shail under the Naziris. So the Marsha says, the Chochem won't be matter. Gotter HaChochem, and they'll tell him, you know, I'm a very difficult predicament, and he wants to be Shail, the Chochem will tell him, help you learn a lesson. That's all. He won't be cooperative at all. So Chochem won't be matter. In fact, the Marsha, so if you tell me a Chochem won't be matter, so what's Taisus Kashe? Taisus is a Schosophic. Taisus Lomdes. Schosophic. Maybe it'll be Shail. What do you mean? No one's gonna be matter for him. So Mashal says, oh, maybe he'll find a Chochem that doesn't know the story, so that Chochem will be matter. That's what the Mashal says. They say him to a Taz in Yeredei Yehilchus Chala, Semen Shinchav Gimel, Sivkot Beis. The Taz brings down this Mashal. He says he doesn't understand the Mashal. He says, there's a basic question over here, and we have to understand what does the Mashal hold in this basic question. Maise. If a person comes to a Chochem, he tells the Chochem that I made a neder, made a Naziris, and because of this Naziris, I'm going to get 10 times Malkus. It's a very painful affair. I'm a Scharet because I don't want to get Malkus. I'm a Scharet, I ever made this neder. Is it a good Charot? Halachically, is this a good Charot or not a good Charot? So he says as follows, the Taz, if it's a good Charot, no, it's a charote. She says, what pshat, the chochem won't be matter? Who are you? I'm coming with a charote. No, you have to be matter. What should, he won't be matter. What kind of basic is this? And if the Marsha holds it's not a good charote, that means a charote because of Yiras Ha'unish, that he brought upon himself, doesn't have a teres charote. So then the Marsha says, maybe he'll go to a chochem that doesn't know the whole story. But if it doesn't have a teres charote, so lemaise it's not mutter. I feel that the chochem told the mutter, but it's not mutter. So weiter it's not a srosophic. That's what he asked from the Marsha, and therefore he learns a different pshat na teisvus. He learns pshat na teisvus as follows. The pshat na teisvus is, he says, a charote al tzira so einish zichen ar a charote. Yeah, that's not a charot. I'm sorry. We can't be matter and nether because of this. That is not a reason to be matter. So he says, but what's called as chosophic, because maybe he'll find another heter. I mean, he can be matter and this because of another reason also. Not only because. So that's why Taisus calls it as chosophic. Maybe he'll go to a chochem and he'll be matter it with another pesach, another charot. So asrosophic it's called. That's what Taisus says. Shtalman chazoke. The stomach won't change. The stomach won't be matter it. But for this, that what the Moshe says, del zicha be matter. I'm sorry, you cannot be matter al tziras ha'inish. That's what the Taz says. If we know that that's the reason why he's doing this whole scenario of sending a get and being mevatel the get in order to make that the kedushin should be nifka, we won't be making the kedushin. I'm sorry. This whole thing. The salt akonis of Rabban Gamliel was l'shem tikkun. Shemitaychach yubenais yisol putzis barais. If we'll say this works all over, so mamela, so we just opened up an opening for to be mizaned, to be putzis barais, nothing to worry about, no mamzerim, no einish. So if we see that this is the reason why he sent the get, and shudik, yimavato the get, stake bottle, we won't be eike the kedushin. But if we know klar that that's not the reason why he's doing this whole thing, is like hashini mechayilum litoyah. No, so come out, yichel mamzerim litoyah. No. So in such a case, they could become toyah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, just to refresh our memories, we learned yesterday, we have a machlekes. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe on the takone of Rabban Gamliel Azok. Rabban Gamliel Azok made a takone that one should not be mevatel the shliach b'fnei bezden, should only be mevatel b'fnei ha-shliach b'fnei ha-isha. If he did not do what he was supposed to do, he was mevatel shalei b'fneiim. So Rebbe holds bitloi mevutel, So he did what he wasn't permitted to do what he did, but it was mevatel, the bitlas chal. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, ein yochel levatel, that a koyach bezen yofech, meaning he'll be able to trample on the takonos of bezen, so bezen put their foot down, that if you're the bitl is not a bitl, they get, and the mele, she's like, say, she's ish. Tana Rabbana, Omar la'asore, a person told 10 people, Kisvu get lishti. Lavdavke kisvu, kisvu utnu get lishti. Means that they should write it and give it over. Now, if you tell 10 people, kisvu utnu get lishti, the mechuvan is that out of these 10 people, 2 of them should chasma on the get, and then they should give it over. That means the get should be written and given over through 2 of the 10, 3 of the 10, whoever it is, that means that's not all of them have to do it. I would say, kulchem. Kulchem means all of you have to do it. I want all of you to chasme. But kisvotnu means, I'm telling 10 people, that from these 10 people, there should be a cipher and to weigh them and a shlich to give it over. Yochel levatel ze shaloi bifnei ze divrei rebbe. So now, he can call over, let's say 2, you have 10 people over here, can call over 1 of the 10, 2 of the 10, call them over, and they'll be mevatel. I don't want you to be a nate, I don't want you to be a shliach. He can be mevatel zeh shalei bifnei zeh. He's permitted to do it. This is how Rashi learns. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, ein yochel levatel el zeh bifnei zeh. If he wants him to mevatel 2 of these people, they should not be shluchim or edim. He has to call up all 10 people. They should all come around. And then, when everyone is standing there, he tells these 2, Yankel and Bedel, I don't want you to be shluchim. So if the Gemara, b'mayka miflegi, what's the machlekes between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel? Be'edish shabotlo miktsoso botlo kulo kemiflegi. The machlekes is, if he was mevatel a mitzas of the edis, if all the other edim become bottle, automatically. Rabbi sova edish a bottle mitzas, loy bottle kula. That means if he was mevatel 2 of these edim, so the other edim are not bottle. The ozli hanach, so if they're not bottle, so you have 8 people left, the ozlo hanach, Kosvi v'yavu, and they'll go and write over again, they'll write again, they'll give over the get. Lichtavu v'lisvu, so let them do that, let them write again, let them give it over. Abshisim emeila said, there's no problem. Abshim gimlil, so v'ayidu shabot l'mikzah, so bot l'kulu. That if mikzah became bottle, the whole thing became bottle. All of them became bottle. V'hanach l'yodi, so the 8 edim who became bottle, they became bottle, shaloi bifneim. They're unaware of it. He found 2, he's mevatel these 2, but the other 8 became bottle, shaloi bifneim. So they're under the impression that they're still shluchim. Ozli v'kosvi v'yavi. They're gonna go and write a get, they're unaware of the whole thing. V'shor eishas ish laom, and you'll be matar an eishas ish. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. That you don't need all 10. Echad koise v'shnayim choisim. Yochel levatel, so Rebbe holds muta levatel. This is a key word, according to Rashi, that Rebbe holds you're allowed to be mevatel. V'leim l'shnayim mehem al tichtavu, ve'ein ze laker takonis Rabban Gamliel. We are not in any way oike takonis Rabban Gamliel, because the 2 I was mevatel, that's bifneim. The other 8 who I wasn't mevatel are not bottles. I did not chepe at all with takonis Rabban Gamliel. So mutter levatel, zeh shalei bifneim ze. Abshimen Gamliel zein de yochel, sha'avzu mina takonis, fakelt. This, he's not permitted to do this because this falls into the category of the takonim. Vim bitloi ein mevuto. So if it was mevatel, it's not mevuto. Dim kei makoyach bezniyof. That means, what's gonna be? That, So you're not allowed to do it. You less than Leo Zokan Ashaila. I'm allowed to mevatel these two. Suddenly say chas v'shal, because when you mevatel these two, the other eight become also bottle. So the other eight is a bottle mitzasa bottle kula. The other eight become bottle. Now the other eight become bottle, so but they became bottle shalay b'fneiim. So that's my takone. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, oh, so if you have a takone, so I'm Gamliel. My koyach bezin yofe, he will show you. And it won't become bottle. Now, Rabbi Ozlei bottle kula hilkach lechosh ham gamli loheshi bezn v'lim neisal kach. So this case has nothing to do with takonis ham gamli. Shein bezumim neitika noilom, the Ozlei hanach le bottle kamayu v'kosvi v'yovulo, if the other eight, they'll go and they'll write again, or mincevin she'll get married, Shapur Kabitzvah, so she's allowed to get married. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's bottle of kula, Vafilu Nishtairu, Shnaim Shedus and Eidis. Bezeloi bottle bifneim, bottle of him, they're also bottle. Anach lo yodu the bottle, Vazli Vikosvi, Vyovilo, they'll give her a mincebe beget posel. That is the machlokes. Now, I'd just like to say over the stipel and Kilos Yaakov, Simchav Gimel wants to explain that Bemison, we hear for Yaloshin, Avedish, a bottle, Mitzos, a bottle, Kula, which is a terminology which is used, if Nimse Echad Bem Kalav Apostle, so there's a Klal of Avedish, a bottle, Mitzos, a bottle, Kula. Look, the disciple, that terminology has no Shaykhus at all with Asugiyah. And he says two rayas. He says the halacha of eidish abotla mitzasa abotla kula means one of the two. Either there was a tziruf b'shas riyah psulim with ksheirim. So b'shas riyah seidis, they were a kat achas b'shas riyah. Taisus Hamakas speaks about a shayla if you have kroivim. If they become a tzuref, with Eidim Ksheirim, so they should be in the Medi Shabbat, B'Shas Riyah. That's why others are Meyached Eidim, to make that we don't want you to be Eidim at all. That's a tziruf B'Shas Riyah. Then there's a tziruf B'Shas Agoda. They come, they say Eidis together, Psulim and Ksheirim, with Medi Shabbat. So tiny to stipler, here you don't have both. B'shas riyah, that means when they heard the tzivi yabal, all of them were kosher to be yedis. He told them, all of them, kis will get lishti. So b'shas riyah, there was no psulim. When he told two not to write, so they won't write, so the b'shas chsimah, they won't chasmah. So b'shas hagodi, you don't have psulim, because the psulim won't be mitzurif with the ksheirim to write. And b'shas riyah, they weren't psulim. So there's nothing the Vedish about the mitzvah about the kulir. So this is only a terminology which is used someplace else, but here it means something else. So what does it mean over here? So he brings the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn pshat that when he was mevatel these two, he means to be mevatel all. That means that's his kavona, Eidish about the maybe bitla mitzvah, bitla kulir. That means if he's mevatel two, he means mevatel all. That's what Pnei Yeshua learns. And the disciple wants to say that episode. Mashma like that. So the disciple wants to say a beautiful mahalach. What the machlekes is. So the disciple brings rayas, ahin and aher. The whole din of bitul shlichis goes al tzedin of osa dibur mevatel dibur. That's how Moses says this in Kedushin, after the Testament base, osa dibur mevatel dibur. So he says, this bitul hadibur, how does it work? Is it oikah the dibul amafreya? Bemison, we hear a marshal that says like that, but it's oikah the dibul amafreya. So it's oikah that dibul. Or perhaps it's oikah mikana lahaba. That means, if let's say I made a shliach yesterday to be a shliach, so the whole existence of the shliach today is because of the yesterday's dibul, so I can now say today you're not a shliach anymore. Osedibo or mevatel, mashedibo harishainosa. Not a mevatel, the previous dibo, But whatever the dib calls matzav, a matzav of dibur, os the dibur mavatal, masha dibur rishayna dibur osa. So he has two mahalchim out to learn pshat, os the dibur mavatal dibur. So he says a beautiful word, that's the machloikis, Rebbe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the machloikis. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the bittul is a bittul meikor, lemafreya. So memele, so he says, so the minui of all time shliches came about with one word, kisvu get leishti. So this kisvu, which was addressed to 10 people, so that was a minui on 10 people. Now I am mevatel lemafreya, this kisvu, legabi two of them. So the kisvu that was said on 10 is now, it's the kisvu that was said on 10 is, it's now zoikel mafreya. It's not chalantu. So he says, just like there's a musik of neder shabotle mitzosa botle kula, so that means if a chacham is zoikel a neder mikol, it's botle mitzosa, because the neder is not what he said. Choloyetz mi piv yase. So the minui is not the minui that he said. He said kisvu, which was a minui of 10 people, and now it was Eikya, 2 of the 10, so this kisvu is not the kisvu that was said to begin with, because Achelika, this is not that kisvu. So Mamela, so Abshim Gamliel holds, so if it's Batla Miktsosa, so Mamela, the kisvu is not the kisvu, what he said, Achelika of this kisvu came Batla, is Batla Kula. That means you can't have 8 should become shluchim, should remain shluchim, because the meaning was not to 8, the meaning was to 10, and there's no meaning now to 10. So the whole thing is bottle. That's as far as Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi holds, it's a bit of Mekano Lahabe. No, Mekano Lahabe says nothing to do with the meaning. There was a meaning on 10 people, and he's now Mavato, 2 of the 10, so finished. So these two are bottle. Either Shabbatle Mitzos, Alei Bottle Kul. That's what this title says. The beautiful Malach. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Let's go a little further. Biboy Yisayim. Now the Gemara says that maybe we can learn a different mahalach in this machlokes. The kulei alma, everyone holds eidish shabotla miktsoso leibotla kula. Everyone holds eidish shabotla miktsoso leibotla kula. So memela, the others are not botla. Pahocho haino taime the Rav Shimon Gamliel. The time of Rav Shimon Gamliel is Kosova Milse de Misavde Ba'ape Yasorat. A minui that was done in front of 10, Sriche Bei Asore Le Mishlefe. So you need, the 10 should be standing there, Bishas the Bittle. That means that if the gather of Bittle Shliches is also Dibur Mavatel Dibur, so the dibur ha'achrayim has to be at least as choshuv as the dibur horishin. If the dibur horishin was said b'maymed asore, so it seems a maymed asore is malam the dibur. This was said b'maymed asore. So Memeila Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you want to be mevatel that dibur, you need the same maymed in order to be mevatel the dibur. And these two. And these two, because these two became shluchim through a minui b'maymed asore, so they can only make them oy shluchim. If you'll have an equal dibur to the dibur of minui, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, and Rabbi holds. There's no such cloud, no such problem. So memela, now we have a whole new mahalach in the machlokes. You have a mahalach in the machloikis, and the machloikis is as follows. So Shimon Gamliel holds, ein yochel avatel, does not mean he's not permitted to be mevatel, because it's shaloi bifnei the other shluchim, it's shaloi bifneiim, so that's Gamliel's takana. No, we're not talking here. Rabbi Gamliel's takana b'chlal doesn't apply here, because eidish abotel mitzos aloi botel kula. That's not misharein Rabbi Gamliel hazakin's takana. There's a new shayla. Do these two become bottle? I tell them, Bifnaim, and a vatal the shlichus, do they become bottle? Is Rebbe holds, why not? I'm a vatal them, so they become bottle. Or say dibur, I'm a vatal dibur. Rabshim and Gamliel says, no. Just like these two were made with a minui bifnei asore, so you have to be mevatal them with a maimed shel asore. So eine yachel levatal means those two. So those two remain shluchim. It's a melech, they'll go and give the get, so the get is a get. They'll write the get is a get. There's two shluchim, eine yachel levatal. Boy is saying that, let's see Rashi, loy bat lakula. Ven kan gzeire. Ele taime, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, loy mishum takonehi. Not the Tama Shimon Gamliel is also takone, ele kasova. Ein bitu loy bitu. Hache yevato bifne kulam. It's not a bitu at all. Not also takone Shimon Gamliel. Vahai eine yochel, the koma eine yochel levato ze bifne ze. Lav isurehu. Doesn't mean you're not permitted. Bishum oiver al atakone. Like we learned in the first lashon, you're not permitted to be mavato zeh shloi bifnei zeh, because eidish abotum shas abot lakula, and the others become botul shloi bifnei. No, vahayni yochu dekoma lav isurehu mishum oiver al atakone. Elohi koma ein boi koyach levatel elo bifnei kulam. Yenai yiskeh levatel bifnei kulam. The mishlefei lechaltso lasir. You can only take it apart Dafke, if we have the same maimed that was existent by the minui. Now, just let's skip a little further. I just want to learn one line in the Gemara further down, and then we'll understand Tosfos. If we look on the right side, we have Tosfos v'Chaza. Now we'll go back to the Gemara, and we'll go two lines down, Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. So Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, just let's learn one line Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Shomis minei de Rab Abba Tarti. I heard from Rab Abba two things. Chode ke Rebbe, v'chode ke Rab Shimon Gamliel. We have here two machloikas between Rebbe and Rab Shimon Gamliel. We had one machloikas of bitlei mevutel, bitlei she'ene mevutel. That's one machloikis. We have another machloikis if yochel levatel ze shaloi bifnei ze. We have two machloikis. Now, Rav Abba said, in one machloikis we paskin like Rebbe, in one machloikis we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yadane haike Rebbe v'haike Rav Shimon Gamliel. So I know this from Rav Abba, but I just want one prat I didn't chap. Where do we paskin like Rebbe? Where do we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Okay, now let us see Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And then we'll see Tosfos Yetzer Hashem on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Nachman Omar Bifnei Shnayim V'letrei Nami Bezen Kori Lohu. We had a machloikis, this bezin, before Takonis Ram Gamliel, there used to be mevatel bifnei bezin. So what is called a bezin? What bezin were they mevatel bifnei? So we had a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says two are called a bezin. Rav Sheshes says three are called a bezin. Rav Nachman brought a raya from Prusbo, it says, Mesrani, Lufnechem, Dayon, and Pliny, and Pliny. So you see, it's two dayonim. So we see a bezin is called two, and Rav Sheshe says at the time of Kiruchla, it's a yiftel, it means three. There was three dayonim. That's why it's called a bezin. Rav Nachman omer bifnei shnayim de letrei nami bezin kori lo. So Tosfos ein loimer de Rav Nachman letamei dom peikame de Sanhedrin. Mishmei de Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Dim. There's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that b'diyeved, if you have two dayonim and they were done, Dineim Dim. You don't need three. Two is enough. So a person is a shtickle boki, so he'll say, oh, Rav Nachman gave l'shitose. Rav Nachman, no paskins like Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Dim. So Nachman says, so we see two have a shame bezin lagabi dine momenes, so memela two have a shame bezin lagabi bitala shlichas. So Taisa says, I'll prove to you it is not true what you're saying. Why? The Rove less lay hosam the Shmuel. Rove does not hold like Shmuel in Sanhedrin. He holds Shnaim Shadonu, ain't the name did. Time. Al kochach Rove is lay hoche ke Rav Nachman. And Rove holds that he can be mevatel bifnei Shnaim. Dome bifnei Shnaim. How do I see this? So Taisa says, I'll bring you a posh at the right. The pligi Rav Yechonim and Lesh Lokish besamach. Beplukte the Rav Nachman the Rav Shesh. We hear in that Lamed Gimel Amad Alpha, Machlek Sabirin and Rish Lokish, if the Tam is out for Konas, Mamzeire is out for Konas, Agunis, and the Gemara says, you know what Machlek is, Rav Yechonim holds out for Konas, Mamzeire, and therefore he holds, that the Bezin is two, Rav Yechonim holds like Rav Nachman. He holds by two, there's no Koyo, so there's the Tam is out for Konas, Mamzeire. Rav Sheishis holds, Rish Lakish holds like Rav Sheishis, the Tam is Al Takonis Agunis, and the Mele, he holds not Al Takonis Mamzeis, because he holds Bezin as three, like Rav, Rish Lakish holds like Rav Sheishis, so the Mele, the Takonis Al Agunis. So we have a Machlekes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who their Machlekes is, what the Tikkun Olam is, but their Machlekes is based and what the Taish Bezdin is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Bezdin is two, and according to Rish Lakish, Bezdin is three. Now, Rove less lay hosam the Shmuel. Rove in Sanhedrin does not hold like Shmuel. He holds ain't the name then. Val kochach Rove is lay hoche kirav Nachman, that yimavatl bifnei Shnayim. Dom bifnei Shnayim. The pligi Rabbi Yechonim and Rish Lakish besomach beplukte the Rav Nachman the Rav Sheishes. The Rav in Rabbi Yechonim holds like Rav Nachman. The Rav in posting bereish achilus bekulish ask Rabbi Yechonim gabi Rish Lakish levar mitlas. Rabbi Yechonim koike Rav Nachman. So Taisa says now we have a dilemma. Rav holds shneim shedonu ein dinay in din. Rav passes like Rabbi Yechonim and Rabbi Yechonim holds like Rav Nachman. The Bezda means two. So we see that the Bezdin of Bittul Aget is not the same Bezdin of Dine Momenes. Look at Dine Momenes, you need three. And the Bezdin of Bittul Aget, two is sufficient. Raya number one. Voi damo bi Yerushalmi de Sanhedrin, Rab Yeich nebe Rish Lakish domi Tavayu, Shnaim Shadonu, Ein Dine Imdin. Yeah, so Mamela, so now I don't have to go with Bekis with Rove. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is not like Shmuel. Shnaim Shadonu ain't the name din. Rabbi Yochanan says the Tam is al Takonis Mamzeris, and Moses, because he holds that Bezin the Shnaim. So there's a Takonis Mamzeris. So how can he hold Bezin the Shnaim if he holds ain't the name din? So we see that the Takone has nothing to do with, that the shame bezin legavi bitul get has nothing to do with a bezin b'cholot erikur. Raya number three, u'ba'choy letznam yom Rabbi Yochanan ger tzorich shloishe by a ger it has to be b'fnei bezin mishpat ksibbe. So you need three. What do you mean? If he would hold like Shmuel, shnayim shadonu is the name din, so you need two. Mishpat is with two. So Zaraya, he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan holds over here that you're mevatel b'fnei Shnayim. So Chloi ma'af al gav de trei ein dinei imdin. That by trei is ein dinei imdin. Given the bepruzbul sagi b'trei kori lehu best. That means that you need if we're up to a din teire, and we need a hachro of the dayonim, so then Rabbi Yochanan holds that a bezin shokel is no good. You need three. Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on Shmuel that two is enough, and a hachro of a din teire you need three. So a bezin which we need the hachro of the dayonim, So there you need three. Shnayim shadon lo ain't the name then. Asha ain't came. Here by Prusbo and by Bitalaget, here you don't need a hachra of dayonim. You just, there's no din over here. Masrani lochem, you give over the chayvis by Prusbo. You mavato the shlichis with neibes. So here you don't need the inyan of shalosh. You don't need a hachra of here. So here too is also called a bezin. So Taisvis, after a multitude of rayas, Taisvis is saying that they're two separate inyanim. There's a bezin for mishpat, and then there's a bezin for other halachas, which two are sufficient. Taima, the peg zaboira, the porich gabi oidise, dilme bezin chotz of kedishmu, the omar shnaim shedon. The Gemara asks a kasha as follows. It says that it was a shtar edise, and the shtar was written with a nusach of dayonim. That means we have a whole nusach of dayonim, that this person came in front of us, and the nusach of dayonim, and he was maided, and he owes Berel $1,000. And when the chasme, Yaakov ben Berel dayim, Chatzko ben Yosef dayim. So we look at this shtar, it's a bissel modne. It's a bissel modne. You're talking about, he was made with Nebezen. They only have two dayonim gechasmet. So first the Gemara wanted to say, so we have to say really there were three, the chad lesoi, b'shas tachsi, it's a bezen, some of them was a bezen, not three. And b'shas tachsi, the third one had a leap, so that's why you have two dayonim, but it's, no problem, it's a kosher ishtar, we should be down that it's a kosher ishtar, no worry about it. So Mo says, no, who told you that, Sepsaza, you've done so much for kafsus, maybe these people hold like Shmuel, that shnaim shadonu dinayim din, we don't paskin like Shmuel. So my mate, how can you rely on this shtar edo? How can you buy in this shtar edo? You see two dayonim gechasmen, it's also for the bezin, and you're going betmimis, that some of there were three, and then one wasn't around by the chsimen. Maybe there were only two, and it's like Shmuel. So, that's the Gemara's kasha. So Taisus asks, why does Moita jump to Shmuel? This other Eden also holds that a bezin is two. Rav Nachman holds a bezin is two, Rav holds a bezin is two, Rav Yechon holds a bezin is two. Why does the Gemara jump to Shmuel? That's Taisus kasha. Belav Shmuel nami, iklamifrech, Rav Yechon and Rav leslo de Shmuel, gosovidu trei bezin korilu. So why didn't the Gemara bring down these other Amayroim that say that you have a bezin of two. B'chi agavnan amipoch kabikim shtos b'perik beis. If you were mekayim a shtar with, it said that there was a kiyim a shtar from bezin, you find to weigh them, so the Gemara says also, so what for right, it's a good kiyim, maybe it's like Shmuel, that Shnayim shadonot neim din. So the Gemara asks, that's the most kasha. So they says, well, why not call it Shmuel? Maybe it's like Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's like Rover. Over there, you need three taker. The function that we need bezdin by kiyim shtores, that's why we need bezdin by edise, we need a bezdin taker. We need a real bezdin. And shayech legabe yehu milse likreis letrei bezdin. That means that our Rav Yochanan, Rav Nachman, Rove, they're saying for Bittel Aget and for Prusbi, we don't need a real bezin. So a bezin of two is also sufficient. So for these functions, a bezin of two is sufficient. But when we're talking about Kiyum Shtores, when we're talking about Edisa there, that is a function that needs a bezin of three. So there the Gemara can only hear, so maybe it's going according to Shmuel, that holds everything Torah, it can be Mikra Din with two. Fine. Now, we're going to see Yesodis the Kizach. V'im Taima. Like Taisvis, ומיין אף גמינה, ויהווה המחלויקס, ויהווה המחלויקס, רב נחמן, רב שישס, before תקונס רבן גמליאל, that people were מבטל, בפני בזן, how many people were necessary to be in the bezin in order to make a bitl before takonas ram gamliel? How many people did you need? Fraktaisis amur de kekash, mein afke mina hashte beplukte der Rav Nachman Rav Sheshib znei kam oti batlo, bevatloi, hotik in ram gamliel, shlei yoysen kein. I mean, we have a whole shayla batai. This is a shayla in ancient history. That means before takonas ram gamliel, azokin. They used to be mevatel b'fnei bezin. How many people did you need then? Well, but I'm a levayser. I'm gamli made a takon. He came in mevatel b'fnei bezin. What's gate me on? What before takon is I'm gamli? How many people did you need for that bezin? Vaymeri the nafkemin al rebbe damal kamen in bitl mevatel. What do you mean? It's not ancient history. It's a gay levayser. According to rebbe, rebbe holds bitl mevatel. I feel after the takon. Ram Gamliel only says that you're not allowed to. Hiske Ram Gamliel, you should not be mevatel. Fine, but if you are mevatel, the bittel is chal. So now we have a machloikis, which is negei lemaisa. So if he was mevatel bifnei bezdin, how many do you need to give it a shem bezdin? Two or three? That's a machloikis. Ram Nachman Rav Sheshes. Rav Gamliel is ali be the Rebbe. Pasuk lekamon Rav Nachman kivosei, because Rav Nachman paskens like Rabbi, so bitloy mevutel. Oh, so memele, now Tais is going to say Yisaidus Gdolus, umay de Rabbi. So locha we paskens like Rabbi, and bitloy mevutel if you mevatel bifnei bez. Umay de Rabbi dim bitloy bifnei bez l'Rav Sheshes, but Rabbi is umay de. That that what I say bitloy mevutu is if you mavatl bifnei bezn. If you mavatl bifnei bezn, so bitloy mevutu. Takon is Rabban Gamliel sokn is only lechatchila. But if you were mevatl bifnei less than a bezn, that means maite rabidim bitloy bifnei bez l'Rav Sheshes bifnei echad afilu Rav Nachman. Then it's not mevuto. You need a bezdin in order for the bittel to be chal. And if it's less than a bezdin, whatever bezdin is called, the whole mountain easily, if it's less than that, the bittel isn't chal. Da filu kaidim takonis ram gamli lehoye mevuto. It wasn't mevuto, less than a bezdin. The davke vnei gimul rav sheishes mevuto. According to Rabbi, the lekele meichish lemamzeres. Why is it mevuto b'diyevet? According to rav sheish, because there's no shash mamzeres. Avo bifnei shnayim dikele meichish lemamzeres. Avo bifnei shnayim. But if a person is mevato bifnei shnayim l'rav sheish, bifnei chadafu l'rav nachmen, ain't mevuto, so it's not mevuto. Afilu kaidim takonis ram gamli lehoye mevuto. The davke bifnei gimel l'rav sheish is mevuto. The lekele meichish l'mamzeres. Aisa bifnei gimel rabbi holds that it's mevuto because it's not shash mezeres is a kol. Avo bifnei shnayim dikele meichish l'mamzeres loim. So afilu before takonis ram gamli, it's not mevuto. L'rav Nachman, afal gav de bifnei shnayim ikele meichish l'mamzeres, kedem rinim besomuch. Afiloch yav mevut al korin, tu Rav Nachman, tu this not, this not such a call. In by tu, afal piken, Rabbi says bitloy mevutu. Mikomokim bepochis mishnayim ikele meichish tvei. But if you only had less than two, einim mevutu. Before or before the Rabbi Moide, the Mrinen, Makoyach, Bezdin, Yofi. So let us appreciate what Taisvis is saying over here.
And this is how the Maharsha explains Taisvitz, and with this we'll be able to understand Taisvitz and Daf Lamed Gimel.
Maharsha says, when we learned the Mishnah, there was a Mishnah that said, Berishayna Yoise Bezdin, Bemokem Acher Umevatlon, Hiskin Ram Gamliel Azokin, Shlayasin Kain, Mimnetikan Oilon. So our Mishnah is speaking about Atakona of Ram Gamliel Azokin, that he said they should not be Mevatl Bifnei Bezdin, and on this Takona of Ram Gamliel Azokin, Rebbe said, in Bitloy. What is if he was Mevatl? I'm losing, not allowed to. What if he was Mevatl? Is in Bitloy Mevutl. The Bitl is Chal. You're not allowed to, but the Bitl is Chal. Kum Taisvis Tzoginons, I got news for you. The Rebbe is speaking about Takonis Ram Gamliel. Fine. And Takonis Ram Gamliel is in Bitloy Mevutl. But I have news for you. There was a previous takana before Ram Gamliel. There was a previous takana. Now, that means, according to Rav Sheshes, Bezna's 3, there was a previous takana of a personal mivatel bifnei shnayim. Dead bit later. Therefore, according to Rebbe, bitleyein mevutu. Or according to Rav Nachman, there was a mivatel shaloi bifnei shnayim. Phil according to Rebbe, bitlay ainim avut. That was a takone kedume. In that takone, everyone is made bitlay ainim avut, and Taisva says, why? So Taisva says, because there's a chash of mamzeris according to Rav Sheshes, or there's a real, real chash of mamzeris according to Rav Nachman, and in there, Chazal put down their foot, makoyach bezn yofe, Bitloy ainim mevutl. That's no shaila whatsoever. This is alef beis in the sugya. Our mission is starting a little later. So that zikhi need a bezn. Less than a bezn, it's bitloy ainim mevutl. Al stakone mamzeres. Now our Mishnah says, now Rabbi Gamliel has often said, a fellow with a bezn, he also shouldn't be mevatl. In Takonis Ram Gamliel, we have a machlekes Rabbi Ram Shimon Gamliel. What's a din? If he did, if he was over Takonis Ram Gamliel, in bitloy mevutel, in bitloy einem mevutel. No, that's a machlekes Rabbi Ram Shimon Gamliel in Takonis Ram Gamliel azokim. But if a person was mevatel shaloi bifnei bezn, there's a takone kedume that ziche the bitl is nchal al stakone the bitl is nchal. So, just let's say over a shame vote from Rabbi Kevege. So Rabbi Kevege asks, he says he doesn't understand. We had, and Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, we had a machloikis in Takonis Rabbi Gamliel, is bitloy mevutl, bitloy sheine mevutl. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said bitloy eine mevutl. So, well, yes, I don't understand you, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. How can be bitloy eine mevutl? Minatoyre to get his bottle, and it's a apostle of shlichus, and you say bitli einem mevutu. Moi sakas Rishim Gamliel. Shmuel says, oh Megille, kol makalish adaita the rabbono, kin the rabbono kedushim minay. In fact, Rabbi Kevege, why did the Gemara pounce on Rishim Gamliel? If Taisus tells us a yisod that without a bezdin, everyone's moedah was a takone. Bitloy einem mevut, hakayich bezn yofe. Taisus just opened up our eyes that the machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel was if there was a bitl bifnei bezn. That's the machloikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. If there was a bitl shaloi bifnei bezn, there was a takone bifnei makayich bezn yofe that the bitl is not chal. That's facts of life. That's ivre. And this is what Taisva said on Omed Aleph, and I'm going to base Omed Aleph. The mashme pshat halochi that bitl shaloi bebezn, mashme pshat halochi d'loi havi bitl. It's not a bitl at all. Taisva says it. As a vice Taisva from the sugya. We'll see later in Daf Lamed Gimel how it's vice Taisva. The Taisva proved it here now also in Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. But Taisva says, if you mavato without a bezn, the bitl doesn't help. So why
why didn't the Gemara ask on this? How could it be? Natayra bittul's a bittul. You have a chash. How can you be like, how can you use apostle shlichis? So Tehilik Rabbi Kevega, he says, this takone, that there'll be a shaklach of shash mamzeris. So here there's a din yeshkar chomum lakadova minatayra. This is a tam hogun. To be lacked over by that Torah. So Memele, here the Gemara didn't have a problem. How could you do such a thing? There's a tam hogum, yeshkoich lom lacked over by that Torah. And that's why we see taste of Amit Beis was talking about yeshkoich lom lacked over by that Torah. That's no problem. Here, if there's a bezin already, so Memele, it's not such a big shash, it's not such a big kilkul. Here the Gemara is takash, Rav Shimon Gamliel, you should say, That bitle ain't a mevutel. Please, v'natayr it's a bitle. It's not, the calamity won't happen. L'chashagunis, takonisagunis. I mean, it's, or takonis mamzeris, which is also not such a big kilkel, because there's two, there is some sort of a kill. So mamele, here the calamity is not great. Als yesh koyach achomim lakadovim in atayr, they would have no koyach over here, because, so here, the Maisa, you're Rav Shimon Gamliel, how can you say, bitlay ain't never vutal? So here, Rav Shimon Gamliel to say, well, you know, called the Mekadesh and died. Rabbana Mekadesh, Vavkeinan, Rabbana, Lekdusha Minei. This is how Rabbi Kevega explains about Kapon, we have here now, a Yisoid is the Ketaisvis, which is a Yisoid in the Perik, that there were two takones. There was one takone, which God, the Mishnah doesn't mention, but if you read between the lines, you'll see this in the Gemara. There was one takone, if there's a great chash of mamzeres, and he made a bittel, which after this bittel, there'll be a chash of mamzeres, that after din of yeshkechom amlakadovim in atayre, they said the bittel's not a bittel. Finished. That's a dover muskim, according to everyone. And also, you're speaking about, Rabbi Gamliel said, if there was a bittel b'fnei bezin, so the chshoshes already are not so gefelach. Here we have a machloike, so what'll be if bitloy and bitloy mevutl and bitloy ain't a mevutl? And that's a machloike, it's Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says bitloy ain't a mevutl. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara asked, in a Torah it's a bitl, how could you say ain't a mevutl? You can't say yeshkecho makadom in a Torah, because it's not such a calamity. And that's the Gemara said, called the Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbona Mekadesh, Akina Rabbona Mekdusha Minei. Now, let us see Tosfos, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rebbe Sova, Eidish Shabotla Miktsosa, Loi Botla Kula. Hey, so we had a Machloikes. Oma La Sore, Kisvu Getle Ishti, So Rebbe says, Yochel Levato Ze Shaloi Bifnei Ze Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, he can be Mevato Ze Shaloi Bifnei Ze. So the Gemara said, what's the Sfora of Rebbe? So Mar says, the Sfora of Rebbe is, Rebbe holds, Eide Shabotla Miktsosa Loi Botla Kulo. So by being mevatel, ze shaloi bifnei ze, and not being mevatel, the other edis. So the other edis are still kosher edim. I wasn't mevatel them. I wasn't mevatel the shlichis. So I'm a mele, so there's no problem there's no problem. Yachal mevatel ze shaloi bifnei ze. Ve'im taima, factoises amir de kikash. How did the Shas know that Rebbe holds Leibot Lekulo? V'yochel Levatel, and Yochel Levatel, that's the Lashon of Rebbe, Yochel Levatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, Haino Afilu Lechatchile, that Rebbe holds one is permitted to be Mevatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, because Eidi Shabot Lemiktsoso Leibot Lekulo, Dilma sova botla kula. Maybe Rebbe holds botla kula. Afilo hachi yochel levatel b'diyeved. You can be mevatel b'diyeved. The lel islay bitlay mevutel. Dr. Toises, how did the Gemara know to make a whole kugel in Rebbe? That Rebbe holds Eidish a bottle miktsasa loy bottle kulo. And that is why he's permitted to be mevatel. Who told you Rebbe holds he's permitted to be mevatel? I'll tell you a different shot. He's not permitted to be mevatel. Rebbe holds Eidish a bottle miktsasa bottle kulo. You'll ask Rebbe Yashayle, is he permitted to be mevatel? Chas v'sholem, he's even atakonos ram gamlil. I just said if he did it, it's yochel avato. Yochel means he's capable. Yochel does not mean it's permissible. There's a difference between capable and permissible. Rebbe holds bitlo, bitulay bitl, that's what Rebbe holds. I feel yo'iva takonus ram gamlil. The bitl is a bitl. So I said that if he was yochel levatel zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh, he could be mevatel one without the other. What am I telling you? I'm telling you b'kiddush. Even though all of them become batel, even though it's a bitl shaloi b'fnei, but yochel levatel, because I hold bitul le bitul. So where did the Gemara see that Rebbe holds that he's permitted to be mevatel? And he holds eidish batel mitzvah shaloi batel kula. Maybe Rebbe holds he's capable of being mevatel. Permitted not? Alel islay botli mevuto. The beloshin yochel avotzel amedik shehei mutel levatel lechatchila. Yochel does not mean he's permitted. Yochel means he's capable. Kedemuchach beperik azov. The omar, the Moses nazov, oime lechaveiro matona ni noisen loch. If Reuven told you, I'm going to give you a matona. Yochel achzabai, you can have charote. Fact the Gemara, poch yochel. You can have charote. Pshita, there was a nice Kenyan. You tell me a chiddush, you can have charote. She can have charote. Ela eima muta lachzaboy. Muta lachzaboy. Al koponim, so bo shtei tov. So we have a first Gemara in Bob Metzia, that yochel does not mean muta. Yochel means he's capable. Muta means it's permissible. Taisvis est amuridike kasha now. So where did the Gemara see that Rabbi Yotayd is a bottle mitzosa loy bottle kul? Yesh loyma, the mashmalei milsa de Rabbi, the yochel levatel afilu bifne echad. Yochel levatel ze, shaloy bifne ze. Now ze is gematria echad. It means you don't need the, You don't need that there should be more people around. Zez mashme that afilu. One person is there. Now let's keep a few words. We shouldn't get fatumot. Kiven, we'll come back to this. Kiven shlo shliach atzmoi oimer shehu mevatloi hu mevut. That means he can be mevatel, afilu, there's one person witnessing it. Ishliach, that's enough. Inami, afilu imahani beloy shnayim. Afilu, you say you need two people there. Mikom mokim yochel levatel bifnei beis, ze shaloi bifnei ze. Vibot lo kulo, afilu rabbi moide, aini mevutel, afilu bediyevet, kidaprishis lael, the davki b'fnei gimel rav sheisis, and b'fnei shnayim b'yachel rav nachman hu de mevuto. Now let's just explain what Taisus is saying. And Taisus in the middle added in a few more words. But before the words, let's understand what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is saying, amor adikizach. We learned on daf lamed beis, there were two takonas. There was one takona before Ram Gamliel's takona, and that takona was that if your mevato, according to Rav Nachman, Bifnei Echot, according to Rav Sheisis, Bifnei Shnayim, you mevatel a shliach, Bifnei Echot, Shloi Bifnei a shliach, you mevatel Bifnei Echot, Bifnei Shnayim, so there's a takone kedume that says, Bitlei Eine Mevutel. That's the basics of the sugya. That's the basics of the sugya. Zekteisves amoyra dikezach. Zekteisves, so let's learn now what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, Yochel levatel zeh shaloi bifnei zeh. Zeh shaloi bifnei zeh means I can levatel this person alone. Zeh, don't I have to schlep other people there. I go over to him and I tell him, Yankel, I'm about to Yishlishes. That's it. Now, if Rebbe would hold Eide Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula, so that means all the other Shluchim are also bottle. The bottle. How many people know about it? One. The Shliach knows. No shame Yishamayim. The Shliach knows that he became bottle. And the others also became bottle. If Rebbe holds Eide Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula. So how could Rebbe say, Yochel Levatel Se, Shaloi Bifnei Se? How could you do such a thing? If Yochel, he can do it. If Rebbe holds Eide Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula, he can't do it. He's not capable of doing it. Because I said on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, a bitl Bifnei Echot is not called a bitl for the others. It's not because there's no kol. So there's a chashash mamzeres. So how could Rabbi say yochel abatul zeh shalei bifnei zeh? Daf men al kochach sogin. That Rabbi holds eide shabot lo miktsoso, loi bot lo kulo. So it comes out that what? That the other eidim never became botul. I never came bottle. Oh, then Rebbe could say with a great guy, Yochel Levatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, because they didn't become bottle. So what's your problem? But if Rebbe would hold Eidish a bottle mitzos a bottle kulo, so then he could never say Yochel Levatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, because Zeh is also Koilu Afilu, is only the Shliach around, and that would never help for the other Eidim and other Shluchim, because Taisu said that Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, that a bitl b'fnei echad, l'kulei alme, ein yochel l'matzah.